More evidence emerges that FBI heavily infiltrated January 6th groups. By Donald Jeffries. The Proud Boys is a highly demonized right-wing outfit that supposedly was at the heart of what has ludicrously been called an insurrection on January 6, 2021. This past June, a federal grand jury indicted five members of the Proud Boys, including their Hispanic leader, of an alleged white supremacist group, and former InfoWars reporter Joe Biggs for seditious conspiracy. Many in the alternative media, and even Fox News star Tucker Carlson, have suggested that the protests at the U.S. Capitol were heavily infiltrated by undercover government assets. Now, no less than the New York Times is verifying this. The FBI had as many as 8 informants inside the Proud Boys in the months around the January 6th Capitol attack, recent court papers indicate, the nation's newspaper of record reported on November 14th, raising questions about how much federal investigators were able to learn from them before and after it took place. In a House Homeland Security Committee hearing this week, Representative Clay Higgins, Republican Louisiana, asked FBI Director Christopher Wray directly if the Bureau had any confidential sources dressed up as Trump supporters on January 6. Wray replied, "The suggestion that the FBI's confidential human sources or FBI employees in some way instigated or orchestrated January 6, that's categorically false." Higgins followed up with, "It should be a no." Wray couched his answer by first stressing that he could not comment on where FBI assets may have been on that day but was able to deny they instigated anything. As this writer noted in his book Hidden History, the FBI has a long record of inserting operatives into extremist groups on both the far left and far right of the political spectrum. The 1960s counterculture was littered with intelligence operatives. Both Timothy Leary, the LSD guru, and high-profile feminist Gloria Steinem were ultimately exposed as CIA assets. The FBI was notorious for infiltrating both the Ku Klux Klan and the Black Panthers. One such shadowy figure associated with the events of January 6 is Ray Epps. Epps was recorded on film urging others to enter the Capitol building. His demeanor was so suspicious that the crowd could be seen and heard chanting, "Fed! Fed! Fed!" in response. The FBI can't say who Ray Epps is, and the Justice Department refuses to explain why he was removed from a list of potential suspects in connection with the protest. While the FBI is still raiding homes of supposed insurgents, Epps remains free from prosecution. In fact, the New York Times went to the lengths of portraying Epps as a victim of a conspiracy theory in a fawning July 2022 account. The unconstitutional January 6th committee, revealing again its disinterest in investigating anything of significance, declared through a spokesperson, "Mr. Epps informed us that he was not employed by, working with, or acting at the direction of any law enforcement agency on January 5th or 6th or at any other time, and that he has never been an informant for the FBI or any other law enforcement agency." This statement came after both the FBI and Justice Department leadership refused to confirm or deny, under oath, whether Epps was working with federal authorities and if there was a reason why he hasn't been charged in connection to the violence. Reports even circulated that Freedom of Information Act requests showed a dozen phone calls took place between Epps' cell phone and the office of then-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi in the week before the January 6, 2021, insurrection. However, fact-checkers quickly emerged to debunk the claim, citing the fact that Congress is exempt from FOIA requests. What was notable in the stories dismissing the allegation was that there was no actual denial from Pelosi's office. So, while an unknown number of citizens remain political prisoners in Washington, D.C., denied all due process, because they exercised their constitutional right to protest, this particular man, whose attempt to instigate violence was captured on video, remains not only free at large, but comfortable enough to call the inferences against him criminal, and have the entire mainstream media sympathize with him. The question of governmental infiltration of the January 6th protests is part of the broader question as to why this event became depicted laughably as an insurrection, while far more destructive riots by Black Lives Matter the year before were portrayed favorably by the same media, and few rioters were prosecuted. If Republicans had captured a large enough majority in the House, perhaps we might have seen hearings to examine these questions, although that would be unlikely given the general nature of what they call the stupid party. Unless Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate is raided again, we aren't likely to hear calls for the abolition of the FBI, which has long been infested with corruption. Donald Jeffries is a highly respected author and researcher whose work on the JFK, RFK, and MLK assassinations and other high crimes of the deep state has been read by millions of people across the world. Jeffries is also the author of three books currently being sold by AFP Bookstore.